read and speak and listen and write. Very sure ways to make one bright.
Welcome to another in a series of special features on the USAID Latin America and the Caribbean LAC Reads Capacity Program. The five-year program seeks to support early grade reading and increase the impact, scale, and sustainability of early grade reading interventions in Jamaica through the development of state-of-the-art knowledge resources. It's also being conducted in seven countries in the Latin America and the Caribbean region. In today's program, we focus on how parents can help their young children with literacy activities around the home. We're joined by Dr. Melody Williams, Communication Support Specialist, Dr. Maureen Byfield, Reading Specialist, and a parent, Mrs. Zanelli Ross. Welcome, ladies.
Thank you very much, Lorraine.
Now, let's start with you, Dr. Byfield. What are some of the ways that parents can use everyday occurrences in the home and community to help their child to develop literacy skills?
There are so many activities that occur naturally within the home and the communities, and parents tend to think that they cannot use them as teaching their children to become literate. But here are some ways. Many times we develop our shopping lists along with our children, but rather than asking the child to give the shopping list to the shopkeeper and for him to supply the goods, you could ask the child to read the list of items. I'm also saying too that rather than you providing the information for them at the doctor's office or the dentist's office, allow them to provide, what's your name? What's your age? When were you born? And allow them to talk about their issues rather than you giving the doctor or the dentist this information. You're engaging them in speaking and talking for themselves rather than depending on somebody else. And what I also think is very important is that you read to your children, and not only read to them, but ask them to retell these stories. We encourage them to write. There are some students who might not be able to spell well. They might not be able to put down their words properly on paper, but they can draw it. They can use invented spelling. But what is important, you ask them, what is it that you have written? Tell me the story behind what you have drawn.
Okay.
And it will be surprising that they have a real story.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Byfield. Now, Dr. Williams, are there any materials that can help parents to improve their children's reading skills?
Oh, yes. We have created a brochure with tips for parents on how they can use everyday activities in the home to help their children develop reading, speaking, listening, and writing skills. This brochure has been shared with several entities, including the National Parenting Support Commission and, well, at the time, the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning. We asked them to help us to distribute this brochure with the tips. And we have just completed the production of a jingle on early grade literacy. It's very catchy. So we really hope that once it's aired on broadcast media and the social media, and also on the websites of our stakeholders, that the parents will really get the message.
And of course, parents can get more information on your Facebook page at USAID LAC Reads. All right, thank you so much, Dr. Williams. Mrs. Ross, I know you have a six-year-old daughter. What are some of the activities that you do with her to encourage literacy and early grade reading?
My husband and I, we utilize reading. When we are reading to her, we ask her questions related to the stories, ask her to read back to us, and by doing so, we realize that her reading fluency has developed and her understanding of stories. When watching television programs, interacting in the environment, we ask her to identify words, read signs, and these have caused her to become more expressive of herself and more of a critical thinker, meaning she teaches herself how to read. And in the event she's reading and she might have challenges spelling or identifying words, she would pronounce words before asking for our assistance.
All right, thank you so much, Mrs. Ross, and thank you, ladies. You have been listening to a special feature on the USAID LAC Reads Capacity Program. Joining us today were Dr. Melody Williams, Communications Support Specialist, Dr. Maureen Byfield, Reading Specialist, and parent, Mrs. Zanelli Ross. This feature is brought to you by the USAID LAC Reads Capacity Program, supporting literacy for childhood development.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.